ज्ञानं जनशलाकय चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गौरप्रिये गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै प्रदालयै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कंस राधा कंस तप्त कांचन गौरांगे राधे वृंदावेश्वरी वृषभानुज देवी प्रणमामि offering, first of all, I am offering my lakhs and lakhs of dandavat pranam to the my lotus feet of my divine Gurudev. Nitya lila pravishtam vishnu parshishun bhakti pragyan kishavushrami maharaj. I also offer my dandavat pranam to the lotus feet of my Shiksha Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj, and to all our disciples, Guru Varga. Today, I want to tell something about Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I have told that we should try to know that what is the aim and object of our life, how we can be happy, first this thing, how we can cross over the endless ocean of birth and death. This is the first thing, if anyone not knowing anything. We know that without Krishna Bhakti we cannot do anything. So we should do Krishna Bhakti. But how, what is Krishna Bhakti? Really we don't know. So you'll have to go in search of any bona fide guru. And I something told about Gurudev, who is then of Hyde Gurudev. Then you should also know that in Chaitanya Charitamrita, first chapter, Krishna Das Kavyaj Goswami has dandat pranam to his Shiksha Guru. रूप सनातन भट्ट रघुनाथ श्रीजीव गोपाल भट्ट दास रघुनाथ एक छह गोसाई मोरे शिक्षा गुरु. वी कैन थिंक दैट कृष्ण इज ऑल्सो शिक्षा गुरु. ऑल द गोपीज आर एंड सखा एवरी वन अवर गुरु. ललिता विशाखा ऑल्सो नित्यानंद प्रभु चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑल्सो दे आर शिक्षा गुरु. श्रीमद भागवत इज हिमसेल्फ शिक्षा गुरु. Chaitanya Charitamrita is Shiksha Guru. In a very broad sense, it is included. We don't know the name of diksha guru of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. With any fact not written. He has written so marvelous Chaitanya Chaitamrita, but he has not given his Gurudev. But anyhow, we know that perhaps Raghunath Bhatta Goswami was his Gurudev. He may have some Gurudev when he was at his home, but he came to Vrindavan. And he used to know that Rupa and Raghunath Goswami are their Gurudev. Maybe Shiksha Guru, but they are not less than Diksha Guru. Sometimes it may be that Shiksha Guru, like Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityanam, they are more superior than our Diksha Guru. If we think that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda Prabhu Sarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, Rupa Goswami, there are my Shiksha Guru, then we'll have to give more honor to all these Shiksha Guru. But we will do Archan and Seva Puja to our Shiksha Guru, because due to him we have known them. So we should do like Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami had. Now, what our Shiksha Guru has written, we'll have to come to that point. You should know that Krishna is, Sri Krishna is, yeah, what? Supreme Personality of Godhead. I always forgot English words. Because I'm not habituated to speak in English. So, we know this, that Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. But our aim and object is not Krishna. You should know this. What is our object? Krishna Prem. What is our prayojan? Prayojan, that is aim and object.
Prem.
Krishna Prem. Krishna Prem prayojan, not Krishna. If there is no Prem, it is no affection or love to Krishna, then Krishna will come and we will behave him like Kamsa. No? Kamsa has also taken darshan of Krishna. So if there is no love or affection, that we will become like Duryodhan, Kamsa, Raman, Hiranyakashipu. So in Chaitanya Charitamrita has told that Krishna is sambandha relation, Madan Mohan Krishna. And Govind is our
Abhidheya
to serve him. And what is Prayojan? Gopinath Prem, affection, love. This is the highest thing. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, we are going to discuss what is our sadhan and sadhya. In fourth chapter and third chapter and fourth chapter of first canto, first Adi Lila, clearly it has been shown, but it is very hard to understand without any Bhagavat. We cannot understand. So we must go to any Mahabhagavata Vaishnava. Samiji has explained, so we can also take his shelter in his purpose. But I think that he did it so hurry, he could not give purport as he has given in Srimad Bhagavatam. So, anyhow, we'll have to go to any expert who is bona fide Vaishnava, and he knows all the Rasa Shastra, Bhakti, Rasami Sindhu, Ujjwal Nain Mani, and all the books of our Goswami, because he has taken essence from all the books. So, if anyone does not know, like how bhava dhira har bhushite, in Srimati Radhika's
Kripakatha.
What is how? What is bhav? We don't know. There are so many technical words of Rasa Shastra we cannot define. If you have not read, you are from any bona fide Vaishnava, Bhaktivinoda Swami, Sindhu and all of us, then Chaitanya Charitamrita, we cannot know, understand what is Chaitanya Charitamrita. It is more lovely than Srimad Bhagavata itself, because he has explained Srimad Bhagavata sloka in a very beautiful and very rasic and bhav mode. So, in third and fourth chapters of Adi Lila, it has been given. But I think that if we'll go first, what is sadhana and sadhya, then we'll have to go to Raramananda and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sambhad in Madhya Lila, 8th chapter. I want to discuss something from that chapter. Otherwise, we will not know the purpose of 3rd and 4th chapter of Adi. So first I am giving some outlines about this. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas in Kantak Nagari, Katava, very near to Maya. The day which has fixed for taking and from to give the home forever, to give up his wife, his old mother, and the home where he used to live for 25 years, he determined that I should give up. Why? For his three motives. Radhaya Pranaya Mahina, to taste all this and to distribute Krishna Prem Unnata Ujjalara Sangsa Bhakti Shina, and to establish Yuga Dharma, to preach name and to change the Kali Yuga Dharma. That there are so many demons like Jagai Madhai and all, so many persons who are against Bhakti, Bhagavan and Bhagavata. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu determined the day when he determined at that day to went to meet all the persons of Navadvip Mayapur, went to Vaishnavas and general persons, and he embraced all. And he was in a very happy mood. But general person could not imagine, even his bhakta cannot imagine, that today he will give up his home and wife and everything. In the evening, he took milk from his mother. He cooked, taking milk and a lauki,
pumpkin,
from Sridhar Swami. Sridhar Kulabeta. She cooked it, lucky, very sweet and very delicious, tasteful. It was given, offered to Shalagram Thakur, and after that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took it. After that, he went to the room of Vishnu Priya. She was not happy. She was feeling something in her heart, but could not express. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, at that time he was Nimai Pandit. He decorated himself to battle nets, garlands, and in beautiful mode, he went to Vishnu Priya Devi And today, after so long period, after his marriage, first day this, he told her, "Oh my beloved Vishnu Priya Devi." And he himself decorated with flowers his hair and get betel net, and he began to joke and very beautiful words for her in a such a manner that Vishnu Priya Devi thought, why he is doing so? After a long time, from marriage to this period, she was always telling Krishna, Krishna, and VP man falling down on her. He has never saw me. But today he is coming and he is so much giving affection and love. What is the matter? That must be some behind. Today I went to take bath in Ganges, but in the way, there was a stone and what? Kya hua?
Stabbed.
Yeah. And my nail went on and some blood was coming. I thought, why today is this? I went to take bath in Ganges, and when I was bathing in the Ganges, at once my this
nose ring,
which I had received it in the day of marriage by Himai Pandit. So this was the
symbol of
that our marriage, and it was lost in the Ganges. She searched so much but could not find where it is. So he began to do like this. Anything wrong will be done. She came and fell in the lap of Sri Sati Maya and began to weep, "Mother, mother, I think today is very bad day, not auspicious day. I think that today something will go wrong." He told, "Why? You are waiting?" Could not say anything. What happened? In the way and in the country. I am saying that if a lamp is going to be
extinguished.
Put up. It does like bhak, and then forever is dumped. Now what is my lot? I don't know. Why is affecting and giving love to me today? Perhaps there is something wrong. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu called that once Yogmaya. And he told Yogmaya to cover Vishnu Priya Devi that he may at once sleep. So Yogmaya made him sleep and he slept. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw him at the time of 12 in midnight. He gave up everything. When he came to the door, Sati Maya was standing like wood. She could not tell anything. He could not check Nimai Pandit, his son. Nimai Pandit did parikrama 4 times.
and took the feet dust off. His mother and jumped up in Ganges, there nearby. It was winter day, cold air was
going on.
And very cold, very cold. He at once jumped. He told, Oh Krishna, I cannot live without you. And he fell. He jumped up in the Ganges. And he went to cross the river. That ghat today, ghat means?
Betting place.
Today is called Nidaya Ghat. What is Nidaya Ghat? Without mercy. He gave up all the mercy, all the moha and affection and love for his worldly relation. But he was not really worldly relations. Vishnu Priya is actually Prema Bhakti. Vishwarup Baladev Prabhu. A manifestance of Nityananda Prabhu or Baladev Prabhu. Shakimaya, like Jasoda, Kausalya, Devaki, Aditi, everyone mixing in, coming in Shakimaya. So there was no worldly relation, but yet for our teaching he left everyone. He took sannyas in Katwal Nagari. And then he decided to go in Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu arranged anyhow to go to Shantipur, and he went to Shantipur. He thought that I am going to Vrindavan, but he came to Ganges and he was brought to Advaita Acharya home. His mother went there and he began to both began to be bitterly. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, I have done wrong, so much wrong. I have never served thee. Now you should tell me, order me, I can give up my sannyas and come to home and I will serve you. Sakimacha told, no, you should not. What has been done, it has been done for us. But I one thing that you should not go to very far away Vrindavan. You should be in Jagannathpur. It is not far away from our place, so you can come to take bath in Ganges and then I can see and meet him. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, yes, I am not going to Vrindavan, I am going to Puri and meet him. After some days he passed. And after some days he went to search his elder brother Vishwarup, where he has gone after taking sannyas. He searched throughout South India. He had not gone to search his brother. Really he has gone to preach everywhere Krishna name and love and affection for Krishna, and also to meet Raya Ramananda, who was really Vishakha. Went there, took bath, took bath in Godavari, and there she was sitting like sun, rays were coming. They Pratinidhi of Raya Ramananda.
Representative.
Representative. Governor General of Pratap Rudra Maharaj, Raya Ramananda, was coming to take bath in Godavari with so many Vedic Brahmins. They were reciting Rig Veda Mantra. And he was coming on a palki. Palki, you know?
Palki.
When he took bath by reciting mantras all, then he saw very nearer, not so nearer also, under a tree set on the bank of Godavari, a Bal Sanyasi. Bal Sanyasi means?
Young Sanyasi.
Young Sanyasi of 24 years age. Very beautiful, like Gondal Kanwar of Srimati Radhika. Very influential and powerful. He was attracted and told his Brahmins that you should be here, I am coming. Went to Sanyasi and did Satsang Pranam to that Sanyasi. The Sanyasi told, "Are you Ramananda?" He told that, "I am Raya Ramananda Sudra." Sudra, you know? What?
Lower class.
You should not touch me. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took him, embraced him, and he also embraced, and both became fainted and began to roll on the earth. Both were weeping. The Brahmin, Vedic Brahmins, are saying, "And why? It seems that he is a Brahmin Sannyasi, very powerful. Rays are coming. And Maharaj Pratap Rudra is so intelligent and he knows all the Shastra, but he is Sudra. He is, both are weeping and rolling on the earth. What is the matter?" They could not decide anything. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he told that, "Don't touch me." But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced, "I am touching to be myself purified. You are not a common person, general person. I have come to see you because Sarvabhaum Bhattacharya Maharaj, he is a very great learned of Advaitvad. He told me now he has become very bona fide Vaishnav. He has told me, if you are going to southern India, you should surely meet Raya Ramananda. He is so rasik, bhavu, very learned person, and he is authority of Vaishnava. In every respect, you should surely meet him. So I have come to see you and meet you. I am seeing that actually what he told, you are more than that. You are so much rasik and Vaishnava." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, "I want to meet you and to discuss something. I want to ask you some questions." He told that, "Now I am going, and in the evening we will meet at a Brahman home where I managed to take Prasadam there. You should go there. Everything is managed for you. Like you have managed me here to stay there in the same way." Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went there and he took prasadam and waiting from midday when Raya Ramananda. And Raya Ramananda is seeing that today not sun is going in west. He was also waiting. But sun was not moving today. When it will be six? When it will be six? Very eagerly. When it came the time, he at once took only one dhoti. You dhoti know? What is dhoti? Like this. No any garments or anything. He gets up his Rajakiya Poshak.
Royal
dresses. And he wrapped up in the same dhoti here and half. And like a beggar, he came alone with only one person and he kept that person out of the home and entered. And both were embracing each other. Then I remember one thing, that he took one cloth, no? We should take the
dress.
According to the, we think that it is helpful for our Krishna consciousness. If we are sannyasi, we will take cloth like sannyasi, not like royal dresses. I think that you have given his Ram Navami, Sitaram, Sitaram. No. I am praying you all that he is pleased to have this, but he will be more pleased if you will give him Krishna, Krishna, or like this. Only that will do. Don't try to give feathers or anything royal dish or anything. Very simple, like he was. We should also try to give Chaitanya Mahaprabhu the sannyasi dress or any dress he liked that time. We should not give anything more. I am saying you can do anything, but I am saying that we should try to do, because I have mixed with so many several very qualified disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, moving here and there since 55 years, reading so many books also. So we should try to please him how he will please. So in one cloth he went there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they said, and he asked Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I want to know what is the sadhya and sadhan of all the conditional souls. But I want some proofs of scriptures, bona fide scriptures. Only that you are telling or writing anything without giving any slokas or what? Koi praman.
Proof.
Slokas, then we cannot take it. So you will have to give any proof from our epics, Srimad Bhagavata especially. Without that I will not be satisfied. He told me yes. There are so many questions and he has answered about sadhan and sadhya. No? But they are not in a chain, you should know. Like a garland, not like that. All what he told, sadhan and sadhya, what is will be in English?
The goal and the
means.
The goal
and the means. Not first the way. Mean. But we should decide what is our goal. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that you will have to give the examples from bona fide scriptures like Vedas, Upanishads, and I rely on mostly Srimad Bhagavata. You can give also Gita Shlok, Ved, Upanishad, Puna. He told that worship of Vishnu being in the Varnasam Dharma, it is our sadhya. He is not telling the process. Only he is telling what is sadhya. Here, being in Varnasam, and giving outlines, you can see in Swamiji books also. Perhaps today you have not brought that chapter.
Yes.
It is also whole.
Yes. We have.
No, this is not whole.
Whole.
This slok, Varnasama Acharata. Varnasama Acharata, Purusha Param Man, Vishnu Aradhyate Pantha Nanna Tattva Usha. He told that the Vishnu Aradhana is Shraddha. Vishnu Aradhana. Why? Because by this we can have salvation. We can overcome all the miseries, death and birth, old and young, everything, sorrow. Also we can have heaven and good daughters, beautiful daughters, husbands, wives, mother, father, wealth, a reputation, as strong as Hiranyakashipu, everything, worldly things, we can have by Vishnu Aradhana. Especially in India, almost all the Hindus are Sanatanist, but not pure. They want that their family should be happy, he should be happy, he will be happy, so wealthy, reputation and everything, for this, this. And they know that Krishna is equal to Shankar, and he is also equal to Ganesh, he is equal to Durga, all are the same in Varnashram Dharma. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, it is bahya.
External,
not internal. It is not related to Atma. Wealth, reputation, father, mother, children are not really Atma. They are related only for this body. So if this body will go on, then everything will be kept here. So it is external. Then he told, so, what is love? Yat karoshi, yadashnasi, yajjahosi, yadashi tap, yat tapasya skandeva, tad kurushva. In first sloka, all the persons who do archan and Vishnu bhakti, they do for them. They are bhokta, they are doers, they are karta. Karta means?
Doers.
They don't think that Krishna is doer, our Thakurji Vishnu is doer. Whatever they do for their
own
satisfaction, for this bodily taste, for body and all things. So it is external. Then Rāyaramannan told, yat karoshi, what you do, whatever you do, you should offer it to Vishnu. They don't know who is Vishnu. Who is Vishnu? Actually Krishna is Mahavishnu, more than Mahavishnu. It is a fraction, kala of Krishna. But they know that this Vishnu to whom we are worshipping, he is the soul, he is the God of gods. So their idea is not real, not related to Atma. So whatever you do, you should offer to him. Jatkaroshi, jadasnasi. Jadasnasi, jadjuhomi. What you sacrifice, anything we do, you eat and you should first offer. But he knows that I am doer, I am tester. A part of my all these things I give so little to him. But this is not sufficient. It is not relation with Atma. He told that it is also outer, you should go on. Ade koha ar. Then he told, sarva dharmana pratyajyamam ekam saranam braja. Aham tvam sarva papebhyo moksha isyami. And one sloka more.
From 11th canto.
What?
Agyan
eva gunan dosan maya dishtan swakan
dharman sankta
javajit sarvam bhajit maam satyam. Those who give up all the varnasram dharma, all kinds of what he told, everything, give it. And those who take the shelter of Krishna, this is the aim and object, and this is sadhya, to please Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As this is also outer, not inward, not related to Atma. Why? He has surrendered himself to go across of his miseries, birth and death, not for Atma, related to Atma. He is not going to satisfy Krishna. And actually he has no relation with Krishna, from Jivatma to Krishna. So he told, it is outer. So many explanations can be given. Like, I can give. Do you know Harishchandra? No. Harishchandra was a king. And he used to tell that I am Satyavadi. What I tell, what I do, everything is Satya. Vishwamitra came and told that, what is your name? My name is Harishchandra. Do you speak in truth? He told them, yes, I am Harishchandra. Who are they? She is my wife and she is my child, my boy, son. Okay, I will see. The palatial buildings, who belongs to this? Oh, I am the king of. This treasury, it belongs also to me. It is all right, it is Satya.
Quite true.
He told you, yes. Can you give me in donation, in charity? Yes, I can give. Okay. He told that, give your whole kingdom to me. Yes, I am giving. But in?
Dream.
In dream, not directly. After that, his dream was broken. And in the morning, Vishwamitra came. He was really a bhakta, a devotee. He came and told, do you remember something in last night? Nothing? You are Satyavadi? This name, what is your name? Harishchandra, you told me. But it is the name of this material body. This material body consists
five elements.
Who are you in five elements? Air, water, earth, fire,
sky.
What you are? Then he began to say, oh, what I am? Are you Atma, soul? But what is your name? This is really your wife? I will examine that this boy is your son and you are Harishchandra, king, and he is your wife. He told that, have you promised to give me? Yes, I have promised. Then whole kingdom is mine. Yes. You should give me 10,000 of gold and coins in Dakshina. Dakshina, you know?
Charity.
He told, oh, Khajanchi.
Cashier.
Bring at once. He told you, stop. This kingdom and this whole thing is mine. Now your treasure is not yours. It is mine. All the servants are my servants. Everything is mine. Bring me. He was
perplexed.
What to do? What to know?
Religious dilemma.
Huh? You should go to anywhere and you should buy yourself. Kya?
Yes.
Apne ko bencho?
Sell yourself.
He went to Kashi. He, you should not go to my kingdom. You should go out of. He mercifully told that Kashi is not in my kingdom. Mm-hmm. Ajodhya is not my kingdom. Mathura is not in my kingdom. Vrindavan is not my kingdom. No, they are separate things. Mm-hmm. So Kashi was nearer and he told that you can go to Kashi. He went there And he sold himself, his father, his son and his wife also. And then he gets it to Vishwamitra. One day a snake
bite his son.
And he was dead. His wife, taking that son, came in the night when rain was falling and weeping. At once,
Thunderbolt.
And he saw that, oh, she's my wife, and he is mine. But he has sold them. But now he has not that thing that he has no relation. When he saw that his child was, he began to weep. And he thought that he sees my wife. But he has also sold it to any Brahmin. But yet he was thinking like so. Then he told, oh, I had become the servant of Smashan Bhumi. Very bad thing. To keep care of. So I will not give you. You will have to pay tax. But knowing that he sees my wife and he is my son, at once Vishwamitra came with Dharmaraj and all others. He told that you should beg something from benediction from me. He told that don't take any
examination like this.
Now I have realized that I am not Harishchandra this body and not Harishchandra that by Atma. They are not my, it is mine, not my sin. The kingdom is not mine. But what is this? Not related to Krishna. And that's well you know.